This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The first needle-free form of epinephrine, the emergency treatment for allergic reactions, was approved by the FDA last week. The single-use epinephrine nasal spray is for the emergency treatment of allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis. The FDA approved Neffy from ARS Pharmaceuticals for use in adults and kids who weigh at least 60 pounds. The approval is a reversal from last year when the FDA declined to approve Neffy despite a favorable recommendation from an advisory committee. Epinephrine has been used since 1901 and is the first line of defense to treat allergic reactions. But all current epinephrine treatments, like the well-known EpiPen and other auto-injectors, use needles, which poses a problem if people are needle-phobic, either the patients themselves or others who might administer the emergency shot. Neffy is a single-dose nasal spray administered into one nostril. A second dose using a new nasal spray in the same nostril may be given if there is no improvement in symptoms or if symptoms worsen. Neffy is expected to be available within 8 weeks of FDA approval. Aside from being needle-free, part of the appeal of the device is that it could provide competition to the expensive EpiPen. In 2007, a pack of two EpiPen injectors cost $100, but when Mylan bought the product, it hiked the cash price to more than $600 by 2016, despite each pen costing a fraction of that to make. As a result of the outcry, Mylan began selling an authorized generic for $300. Ford and Mazda have issued do-not-drive warnings for more than 450,000 vehicles that contain recalled Takata airbags. A notice posted on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website says that Ford's warning covers 374,000 model year 2004-12 vehicles, comprising a range of models that were part of previous recall campaigns. It also includes Lincoln and Mercury vehicles. Mazda's warning covers 82,000 previously recalled model year vehicles from 2003-15. NHTSA urges owners of the vehicles not to drive them until a repair is completed and the defective airbags replaced. Ford customers can check the automaker's recall website at ford.com/support/recalls to see which vehicles are affected. Mazda owners can visit that company's recall website at MazdaRecallInfo.com to see the list of vehicles. To date, NHTSA says 27 people in the U.S. have been killed by a defective Takata airbag that exploded, and more than 400 people in the U.S. have been injured by them. The Montana Department of Revenue will soon be distributing a second round of property tax rebates to eligible Montana taxpayers who apply for the rebate. Even though the Montana Department of Revenue knows individual taxpayers who paid property taxes, the rebate is not automatic. People must apply for the rebate. The property tax rebate is a payment of up to $675 of property taxes paid on a principal Montana residence. To qualify, a person must have owned and lived in a Montana residence for at least 7 months of 2023 and paid the property taxes on that residence. Properties owned by an entity or business and irrevocable trusts are not eligible for the rebate. For a complete list of qualifications, there's more information online at getmyrebate.mt.gov. Montanans must apply for the rebate between August 15th and October 1st of this year. Applications for the rebate can be made online, although payments will not be through automatic payments to bank accounts. All property tax rebates will be sent by paper check. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.